Hello, 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 hello.
You guys missed the perfect opportunity to pretend you couldn't hear him when you could.
Yeah.
We could have fun with that.
Yeah.
Disappointed in all you Goonies.
Goonies.
I'll say, because he totally didn't believe us last time that we couldn't hear him, so.
That's true.
And it was not even me saying it.
All right, hello friends. Hello, 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 hello. Got a lot of stuff to talk about. All right. First off, I know many of you already know this news, but I'm going to share with you that our very dear friend, Innominate, has passed away. This is after a long battle with cancer. So in that one way, it's a blessing that he's no longer in pain. But we miss him very dearly. So there will be, I know the Meta Show is doing something to memorialize him today. And next Friday, we're going to have the official Alliance send off. That's Friday night US time zone. If you can make it there, please do. Innominate was part of the game from the very start. He was one of the friendliest people that I ever met, and just one of those kind of souls that you feel is blessed with. Something special. And I know you've all met that kind of person before where just them being around made your day better. And that's something that is probably the best thing I could say about someone, is that just being around him made my life better. And so his passing is very sad. I know a lot of us have something we can say about him, a memory we can say about him. So if you can show up to memorialize him, please do. If you have not yet seen it, the first Imperial Palace is now the first Innominate Palace. It's going to stay that way. I think, Kaz, did you want to say something about him?
Yeah, suddenly I can't talk, though.
I understand.
There's like 100 things to say. When my corp joined the Alliance in 2010, of all the people who hung out with us in our Jabber channel and made us feel welcome, there were like two names you would recognize, and Innominate was one of those. I think we got promoted to the Directorate right around the same time. And a couple years later, I went to work for this other company, leveraging some skills that a bunch of goons had taught me about web development, and they were looking for a support guy, and I said, hey, there's this fun employed guy I know from video games. And in the context of this video game, he's like the most responsible, sober-minded, you know, person I can possibly think of, actually, and that's who Noms was in the Directorate to me at that time. And, you know, he got the job, and that's how we ended up in league with Frenchmen for the second time in our lives. I was space fired months later. This is in 2015, right? I had already stopped playing. So if you don't know this, for really all of the last 9 years that he wasn't battling cancer, Noms was also running a cloud company, right? And helped take that company from what, when he joined it, was 15 people to, I think, something like 350 now. I don't know the count. You know, at one point he had over 50 people working for him. He ran their entire support department. You know, that is who he is to me, right? I knew him as Brad for all those years. And he was just amazing. All the, you know, you can double all the stuff that you know about him. And I just didn't want that to go, you know, without a mention. You know, I think 10 years ago, he would not have told you that he would have gotten the opportunity to go all over the world with a company that was just like that. That's how they were, because we were from all over the world. And I think he probably died with more stamps on his passport than most people ever have a shot at, you know. So I just wanted to say that about my friend. That's all. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys. If you only knew him from Space Jobs, he was an incredible person. And there's a lot of people in this alliance and outside of it that are hurting because he touched a lot of lives. And that's, you know, in the end, that's what you can say we're here for is, you know, the impact that we have on others. You think about going forward, he'll have made an impact on me for the rest of my life. So he's going to be deeply missed. He's going to be deeply missed. There's no pivot here. You know, we have other things to talk about, and I wanted to spend the time talking about a nominate and how he'll be missed. And now we go forward with the space stuff. All right. Okay. Guys don't, you know, do PI and that kind of thing. You know, the thing is, this is the stuff of Nominate Love too. And he ran our IT services. You know, he was basically Goon tech support too at the same time. So, I'm just going to go forward with what we got to talk about because, that was the thing he loved. He loved EVE Online. All right. Let's see. Oh, Siren Swarm. It's spinning back up. It's being reorganized. Betty Rage is doing something with that. Can someone link the Siren Swarm link, please? So, yeah, thanks for linking that, Greg, the Sign of Vigil. So, yeah, if you're a lady and you're in Goons or you're in the Imperium, I believe, is a place to go talk with other gals. And now, having seen the survey data, I can understand why you would definitely want your own space. We are overwhelmingly male dominated. Bro, Sephiroth, come on, man. Let's see. We have Sniper. You want to talk about affordable care in some way?
Just had to find my unmute. Yeah, so this is for, you know, the people that are here, also for the people that aren't. We get an inordinate amount of IT support tickets that are about, hey, I don't have an account on affordable care. How do I fix that? So you fix that by using the right password. So we have two passwords. You have your forum account password, and then you have your ESA password that you use for Mumble, Jabber, and affordable care. So like at a corp level, if you guys are hearing people say like, oh, you know, I get an error that like, you know, it tells me I don't have an account, is old software relying on older software. And the only message that it gives you if your login is wrong is your account couldn't be found. So people do have accounts. They just need to use the right password. So it's on a list of things that will get rebuilt at some point. But for now, like, just help us help your friends, your corp members, your alliance members, you know, get stuff set up properly and get logged in and get their SRP.
All right. Director, is there anything else on the agenda that I need to talk about before I get to the big thing?
Aside that people shouldn't loot structures when GSOL or anything is there, and when we are shooting structures, we're golden.
I thought this went without saying, but guys, if we blow up a structure, that's GSOL is looting it. Don't loot it, especially please do not salvage it. I don't know how much more to tell you guys. This, do not salvage a structure. Let GSOL do it. Epstes, if you know someone's looting or salvaging a structure, you are free fire on them. Do not worry about that. And I also don't care if someone's showing up in a hauler, even if they're not in your fleet. You know, just verify that they're not GSOL and then shoot them. You don't need to wait till they do it. You just shoot them.
But yeah, that was the whole list there, Asher. You can.
All right, cool. Do your other notes. Okay, cool. So here is the strategic map. Here's what's going on. Here is something to get hyped over. I know you guys love to pitch tents. So Gobbins has made a huge strategic error. We have now blown up all of their structures that they were catch and then incurse in. And instead of retreating, he has trapped a significant portion of his dreadnought fleet and of his doctrines in a station. Talking about an old school NPC controlled station. It is time to start pitching tents. It's time to start camping. For those of you who have never held camp before, the time is now. Initiative has already deployed. Our allies of Initiative have already deployed. They have a Fortizar off of the station. We are going to go. We are going to bubble. And then we're going to go crazy in this area because they will not be able to undock. They have trapped themselves in an NPC station. It is not like a Fortizar. It's not like a Keepstar where you can just pulse a PDS. There is no PDS. There's nothing like that. So, we're going to take our Ferox Navy issues, our Dictors, our Hictors, our Logi. We're going to move them and jump clones to Utopia. And all of you guys who like to camp, I want to encourage you to be in Utopia and stop them from getting out if they ever want to try to get out. If they try to get out, we will stop them. And then we are going to start raging on everything that is in the Tantrum radius and beyond, because they have trapped their own dreadnought fleet in a NPC structure. It makes no sense. It is a strategic blunder of the maximum sort. They also have a lot of stuff trapped in asset safety because this was really poorly done by them. So they have stuff that's stuck there for like 30 days. That means that we can anchor bubbles, that we can Hictor bubble. It means we can Dictor bubble. If you guys have never hell camped before, it is very oppressive to be hell camped in. And this is NPCs. This is null space. So there are bubbles. It is not like, you know, a soda factory in Saarinen where there's no bubbles.
Yeah, you might be confused. These systems have real names, but this isn't Syndicate anymore. This is still NullSec.
Syndicate is also local.
Yeah, but it's not Saarinen is what you mean. So this is very exciting. We're happy to do that. We're going to be doing this camp for at least a few weeks and probably beyond that. And then we will be attacking. We'll be clearing out all the structures. Now, here's another thing, guys. There were a lot of people, and I do mean a lot of people, who talk shit and hid behind Horde skirts. And they said, you know, our diplomats would go and talk to them, say, hey, would you like to set up relations? And they would smack the hand away and say, we don't even want to talk to you. You know, Horde's got our back. And so we're going to see. We're going to see now. Let's see how much Horde has your back. If you want to slap the hand away, let's see if Horde has your back. They don't have your back.
It's pretty ironic that they let us catch them in an NPC station.
It's just a curse for them.
It is God's curse to make bad decisions. Yep. There you go, Apple.
Wow. The two of you, Jesus.
It was just a perfect setup.
This is just an immense war.
Yes. Well done. All right. So,
and also the funny thing, everything I read from our enemies is that we're going to leave after 2 or 3 weeks. I think we are now here for 3 weeks. So, of course, we're going to leave UTQ partially to further ahead and camp them in. I think I did.
The goons are going to leave after 2 or 3 weeks is what they
called. Yeah, yeah.
Yes. They were incorrect. They've made several strategic blunders, several errors. So, immediately after this, we are doing a capital move op for those of you who need to catch up. And then we will be going with our fleet to Utopia. We're going to hop in the Initiative Fort. We're going to leave our ships there. We're going to set jump clones there. But your death clones are going to stay in UTAC queue, jump clones in Utopia, and we'll set up the camp there. You know, Initiative very strong in EU time zone. And just really strong in the US, but especially in off time zones, we will need goons. We will need Imperium there watching, just making sure that there's no breakouts. You know, need a bubble. You don't even have to be on the station. You know, just make yourself a bookmark at the undock and sit on the fort in your Dictor is totally a viable strategy. We can also anchor T1 and T2 bubbles. Those do take a long time to chew through if someone tries to undock. So, you know, these people are in the middle of a morale collapse and they can choose just to never come back to the station. That's fine. You know, if they want to leave, I don't know the exact number, let's say 800 dreadnoughts plus 4 doctrines trapped in an NPC station while we roam around to destroy everything. Yes, we will happily take that. If that is the counterplan, if the counterplan is do nothing while we rage, that is a fine counterplan from them. If the plan is to break out, that's good. If the plan is to come down with the rest of their dreadnoughts that they have in their main station, or sorry, main space, and fight to get their other dreadnoughts out, that's a plan too. Every plan here is a plan that we like. So, I hope you guys are ready. I know some of you have never got to experience camping in an NPC station. This was the bread and butter back in the day. And it is a very enjoyable time to be an EVE Online player when you camp an NPC station. Like I said, no PDSs, no help. You can just undock, and that's all you can do. You're also going to have to learn the station aggro mechanics. It's all a little different than probably what you're used to if you're a newer player.
Like if you're scrammed, you can still dock, for example. So like there's things different than from the greatness of Citadels.
Dumod, I would say Dictors are preferred, but having a Hictor is good, especially if they start like a breakout. You'd like a Hictor.
And for Kumi, we must not forget to tell that we have Hictors on contract, on Alliance contract, in the Fortisarov in Utopia.
Yeah. So, Ed, start hopping into UTAC queue, getting in your Ferox Navy. Get ready, and then if you are part of the cat move off, we'll be doing that immediately. I'm not going to take questions today because we have a lot of stuff to do. But like I said, we're going to keep it pushing. I told you when we deployed, we're going to push until they fight, and this is just part of it. You know, they have been running, their morale is shattered, they're weak, and we're just going to keep pushing. We are going to get them to fight, or we're going to destroy everything, and those are their only two options. So
clear, guys. Your caps aren't moving; they're staying where they are for now.
Yes, yeah, thank
the
you.
F and I's that are moving.
Thank you for that, Zintich. There is a cat move up to UTAC queue that was scheduled. So that's what we're talking about when we say the cat move up. Just the Ferox navies are moving towards the fort in Utopia.
Yeah, and just a reminder on cat moves, guys. So move ops start from 49 TAC now. So if you want to get your stuff moved into catch. You need to join one of the occasional standing fleets, or, you know, you need to, like, sino yourself to PYG and then 49 TAC, work with your corp, etc. But any of the Alliance move ops that get pinged start in 49 TAC now.
Ben says no carriers for the Hellcamp. Initiative moved, like, hundreds and hundreds of carriers, so there will be carriers available, just not from us. We can move ours. It's only 1 minute away, so it is not a problem. If a breakout is tried, it is not a problem to get there at all. What we want to keep them from doing is we want to keep them from dribbling out, you know, 4 or 5 at a time. And that's what, you know, you can prevent. If they try a major breakout, they have to jump clone. You know, it's not something they can do over and over again. So, you know, just keep them from sneaking out, you know, 1 or 2. That's exactly what you do at the camp.
And as you noticed earlier this week, like, you can just gate in from UTQ into Oh Shit and then jump from the gate directly to Utopia. So, like, it's very easy for us to get capitals there if we really need them.
Yeah. All right, friends, thank you for showing up in huge numbers to this fireside. Much appreciated. Let's go pitch tents. Let's go camp. I will talk to you on fleets. See you.